Episode 2892, The Gift of Joy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Okay, you know the date on the calendar. Oh yes, it's December 17th, and that means Christmas is just less than a week away. Is all your shopping done? Okay, put that aside. No more stressing, no more busyness. It's all about relationships. Yes, you have got to have a strong relationship in order to make it through this season. So let's do it. Let's unwrap the gift of joy. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Finding the perfect gift for your spouse can be ridiculously impossible. Are you still searching? Yeah, me too. But that's because you are looking for something tangible, something you can hold. Get right to the heart and give the gift of joy. You know, throughout the rest of the year, not so much the holiday season, we tend to focus too much on responsibilities and getting it all right. Whether it's career, family, community, you name it, we're like, oh, I just got to do this. I got to keep it in order. But when you live every day with gratitude and invite joy into the conversation, your circumstances and situations don't have as great of a hold on your heart. Therefore, you have more freedom to live who you want to be. And let me tell you, your spouse definitely will appreciate you more if you aren't harping on what isn't going right. Yeah, maybe I've done that a few too many times. And so, you know, just take it from my experience, don't do that. So let's look at what joy is so we know how to gift it. I looked it up on good old Google and it said this: joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. A synonym for it was delight, jubilation, and triumph. And I think about that. Joy, you do feel really good. And sometimes you don't have the words to express how you feel. And it's not truly a feeling. I think joy comes more from inwardness and it's an action. It's what you exude. There's just this spark about it and it doesn't fade away. And so I kind of disagree with what Google's saying. Feeling, right? That quote unquote feeling, because feelings can deceive us. So I believe it's a decision and how we look at it. It's a perspective. It's not that rugged feeling of being less than or not enough. And a lot of us are living in that perspective of our life. Think about it like this. When God sees you, he has joy. And why do you think God sent his only son? Ultimately, so you can have eternal life in heaven. But he also did it because you are his creation, created on purpose for a purpose. If you were to look at your spouse the way God sees you, right? If you look at your husband and think, aha, man, he is a hunk. Great. But also see him as, wow, he can do no wrong because that's how God sees you. Do you think your perspective would be different? Most definitely. So let's give the greatest gift of all, the gift of joy. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Give the gift of joy. And if I can be so frank, stop keeping score. I love football. I love sports, most of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, especially football. And this is a great time. You know, we've got all the championships when it comes to college football. And I know some of them, you're like, oh, one more game. But for me, it's great. And it's important to keep score for those games, but not when it comes to your marriage. I cannot stress this enough. And I'm telling you right now, too many wives, too many husbands are keeping score. Leave that for the game and look at life differently when it comes to your marriage. Give the gift of joy. And two, remember this, you are no more perfect than your spouse. And if we are trying to act like, oh, I got it all put together, and I got this, you do everything wrong and I do everything right, yeah, and keeping score, we come across to our spouse as if you can't touch me. And I'm not saying in the physical sense of it, I'm saying in no matter what you do, you're never gonna live up to my standards. And I guarantee you, this is the greatest thing that will destroy any marriage next to finances. Money always gets in the way. But if you make your spouse feel like they are no more perfect than you and they can never, ever attain what you have attained, you got some problems. Seriously. So let go of what doesn't work for any relationship, especially marriage. Find what brings the two of you together. It's truly about creating joy as a couple. So what does that look like in real life? Because it's hard, I know. And if you've got kids involved, it gets crazy. And ours are grown now. They're all technically adults. And by the way, congratulations, number one, to my daughter. It's her birthday weekend, so happy birthday, girl. I love you so very much. It's our number 3 of 5, and she is absolutely beautiful and doing incredible things, and I just can't wait to see what God, how God continues to move in her life. And then our youngest, yes, he has officially graduated from high school. Whoop, whoop. It is an early graduation, and it's one of those things where you just kind of like, is it really happening? Is it really happening? Yes, it did really happen. So we are celebrating him also. Lots to be thankful for during this beautiful holiday season. But when you look at all of the stuff that goes on in a family, right? Because we're juggling everything. You got the dirty dishes, you got the dogs, right? And you got the dinner. It gets a little bit crazy. Have you ever thought about that? And then you're like, Christiane, you can't forget about the laundry, you can't forget about cleaning the house, you can't forget about, oh, wait, sometimes we have to be intimate with each other. Oh, wait, and then I got to take the car, and I got to pay bills, and I got to go to the bank, and I got to make some changes on my will. I've got to do whatever it is, right? Everything's happening. Everything's flying at you, lickety-split, and you don't know how to slow down. So take a deep breath, and we're going to slow down here for just a minute. And I want you to think about how you can create joy as a couple. Number one, create an intimate space. There's no time like the present to be present. Lock away the busyness and be together. You know, of anybody right now, my schedule is very, very chaotic. There is a lot happening. And there are times I'm sitting here going, am I even going to get to sleep today? And for about a week and a half, I didn't. I was getting maybe 2 hours at a time for sleeping. Guess what happened last night? I got about 4 hours straight before I woke up and had to go to the bathroom. I know TMI, but what I'm telling you is that at some points in our lives, it's just going to be crazy and chaotic. So we've got to figure out how do we get through that? How do we manage that? And then always make time and create an intimate space for you and your spouse. Figure out how you can come together. Lock away the busyness. Turn down everything that is so loud that's creating the noise. Put away the phones. Take away the tablets. And say, hun, it's you and me. And allow yourself to get in that intimate space. Be creative, right? We were made to be creators from our own Heavenly Father, our Creator Himself. And so with that, as long as it's between two consenting adults, I'll say it that way, then you get to determine what you want to do within that intimate space. And I think it's so important, especially during the holiday season, because the greatest gift that you can give to your spouse is you. You don't need to have anything else underneath the tree but you. And I can remember the years prior to having children, which we didn't have very many, but the few that we did have, or I should say the couple that we had, it was one of those things where we didn't have a lot of money. And so we didn't have stuff under the Christmas tree that was like, oh, diamonds and pearls and expensive leather purses and whatever, big trip somewhere. It was no, not that we've ever had that, by the way, underneath the tree. However, I will say that yes, I've gotten a few fine pieces of jewelry, which I appreciate, but I don't get that every single day. Or every single season. It's once in a blue moon. And it's for a very specific, special season in our life. And I think that's where we forget that ultimately the coming together and truly being one is the greatest gift that you can give anybody. And that is yourself. So create an intimate space. Number two, experience something new together. Bake cookies together. Have you ever gotten in the kitchen and done sugar cookies? I mean, throw some flour together. Now you have to be willing to clean it up afterwards. But have some fun. Make some fresh fudge or You can make some candies. Do something that is simple, that doesn't require necessarily a lot of money, but does require time, which creates joy because you are together. Maybe go for a sleigh ride in the park. You know, build a snowman in the freshly fallen snow. Your kids may be doing it. You may be doing it with your kids. But what if it was just you and your spouse? It would look a lot different. It would feel a lot different. You know, I think about Hallmark. Why do you think Hallmark is so popular? Because it brings out the playfulness, the joyfulness of what it's like to be in love. And when you have busyness in your heart, you have shackled love. And remember, love is a verb. It requires action. So create an intimate space, experience something new together, and finally, number three, speak from your heart. If you're one who is guarded all the time, you're separating your spouse from all of you. So let down the walls and let your spouse in. You've got to be willing to say, okay, I've been hurt before for whatever reason. Maybe from your spouse, you could have been hurt from a previous relationship years and years, decades ago. You may have been hurt recently from a family member, but for whatever reason, you have put these walls up, these barriers that say, nope, not even my spouse is going to be let into this area. And when you do that, you're canceling out everything and you're not giving all of you. And believe it or not, your spouse can sense that. They may not know why you're doing it, and you may not even know that you're doing it. So dig deep. How do you speak from your heart? Do you let your spouse in the way that you want to be let in to your spouse's heart? Because a lot of time, the way we are doing it to our spouse is the way we want it done. And so if you're sitting here wondering, well, gosh, I don't know if I'm really doing that, then ask those tough questions. You know, when you create that intimate space, say, you know, hon, I want to love you deeper and I want to love you more. I want to give you all of me. Where do you think I'm falling? And don't use the word falling short. Let me pull back on that one. Say, where can I give more of myself to you? That's a much more prominent question that will be like, whoa, like she really wants to give me all of her. And there will be this beautiful connection that no one else, and it will cancel out everything, okay? And it will create something that's not just memorable, but it's something, it's that deeper love. And it's fashioned so well and grounded to something that even a storm cannot rip it apart. So create an intimate space, experience something new together, and speak from your heart. When you give the gift of joy, you are playing on the same team. And unfortunately, a lot of spouses, they're not. And let me tell you, our families are falling apart. And this year, I want to build our families up. And it's got to start with those who are married. If you're not married, then that's another conversation. And you can still have a strong family unit if you don't have a spouse. Please hear me out on that. I'm not saying you have to be married. Now, I do have my own beliefs, but I also know life happens. And I'm not going to sit here and say that you need to stay in a marriage that isn't right or if your spouse is abusive to you. There are reasons why you need to get out of a relationship, okay? And that's not for me here to judge or not. So can you have an incredible family without being married? Yes, you can. Okay, so please understand my heart on that. But know that right now what I'm talking about is specifically the family unit as a couple. Okay, because if you're single, you need to have this incredible unit with you and God and having that. So then if and when the time comes that you find your mate and God brings someone else into your life, then you will be ready to love even deeper than you did in your past relationships. Okay, so don't fight against each other. It only further divides what you have vowed to bring together. This season, make your reason count for more than a bow under the tree. Put a bow on your spouse's heart. Give the gift of joy. So my prayer for you today is may your life as a couple draw you closer to the purpose of why God united the two of you together. Breathe in the love of the season to give the greatest reason, joy here on earth. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.